Hello, Kanto.
Hello, Kanto.
Nine. I'm your host, SBJ. With me today.
I'm your other host.
Oh, there we go. Oh, sorry. Nine episodes and we're falling apart.
I am your other host, Greg.
We're here.
I can do my own intros from now on.
Yeah, I guess. You've been promoted to your own intros.
I've been promoted to my own intros. I'm taking over. I'm going to start the next one.
This is the first time you're listening. This is our mini-series of going through Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. So we will be talking about Blaine, the seventh gym leader in Kanto. So if you have not gotten there yet.
Hot-headed Blaine.
When it's hot, it's hot. You don't want any spoilers. I would listen to the other episodes first. Hopefully you are enjoying this series. As we flown to Pallet Town, we're going to skip the Seafoam Caves for now. We'll talk about that next episode. We're going to surf south from Pallet Town and get to Cinnabon Island. And
yes, the delicious Cinnabons.
Just covered head to toe in frosting and... What bread? I don't know what a Cinnabon is made out of. It's like a pastry, I guess.
It's a pastry. It's a delicious, fattening pastry.
I really kind of want a Cinnabon right now.
I do too.
This episode not sponsored by anyone, I don't think. No, especially not Cinnabon. Not yet, at least. Cinnabon, I know you're listening. I know every Cinnabon employee
every
secretly
Cinnabon franchise
loves like Pokemon.
We could just say the secret code. We can get free Cinnabon delivered to our homes.
So like most trainers, we arrived on Cinnabar Island. We go right to the gym. It says the door is locked.
Locked. No, I did not go right to the gym because I had the proper fossil that needed to come back to life.
Oh, I see. Well, there is
a dome fossil.
There is a beautiful, very solar paneled research lab.
Can we talk for a quick moment about how sad some of the scientists are in that research lab?
They don't seem too happy to be scientists.
They are not a happy group. And the one guy working on his computer, I'm like, I feel you. This is my day-to-day too, bud. Let's run away. You're in a magical world and you're stuck at this computer.
Oh, man.
This is my sad commentary on my life.
You can't see it in red and blue, but solar technology back in the day was... The pixel art didn't do it justice.
Did not. This is a 2000s lab now. Also, it's a lab where the guy doesn't scream at you to leave the room while he's reviving your fossils. He just knocks you out. So everything goes black and you come back.
That was the first thing I noticed. Wasn't in red and blue, like you gave him the fossil and they said come back later. But I
come back later.
What you could do is just walk out and walk back in and it was done, right?
Yep.
But I guess
just leave the room.
As a kid, I didn't know that, so I'm pretty sure like I did all of the mansion and then came back, and I was like, "Oh, it's done, sweet."
I was like, "Nah, I'm walking out and coming back in. This is officially later, and give me my fossil."
But you got Sir Kabuto.
I got the best one, Kabuto. Yes,
and I got Sir Omanyte.
Ugh.
Did you have Aerodactyl at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
I did go back. Still to this day, for whatever reason, I think the fossil revival is in the back of the museum, and it's not. So I always go there, and they're like, hey, quit trying to get into the museum for free. Also, here's an old amber. Somebody somewhere can revive it. I'm like, dang it, that's right. It's not until Cinnabon Island.
Nope. You gotta...
I forget every time.
You gotta go revive it there. Yeah, I'm assuming... I've been told later on in the game there's other ways to get the fossil you're missing. I have not seen that with my own eyes.
Nope. I don't know. I haven't looked for it.
That's what I've been told. That if you are very concerned about that other fossil that you might have chosen poorly in the cave.
By choosing... The Helix fossil, yes, you chose poorly in that cave. Rethink, restart. Just go delete your save and start over again and make a better choice this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear. So if you go to the gym, it says the door's locked and you need to find the key.
And there's a lady in the Poke Center that's like, I really wanted to go to the gym, but it's locked. I guess the key is somewhere, perhaps in that creepy mansion that I'm not going to go into.
Let me sound like a broken record.
Yep.
Mansion is beautiful.
Yep.
The outside of the mansion, the inside of the mansion, the music is great.
Yep. I'm surprised they kept the burglars. I mean, it's classic, but...
Yeah. You know,
I'm like,
You know, a person with lollipop and whip, not great. No. You know, any...
Sweating bullets at these people here.
Yeah, like whips, very...
Well, it's even worse that it's the trainer, which is the whole, do you get the lollipop or do you get the whip when you're learning these moves? That's already problems.
I know, it's like out of the world circus thing, and
which is not good.
No, it's not. It doesn't like make it any better.
No, it's not. It's a bad joke. It should not be in there.
It's just
and then the burglars are there, and I'm like, whoa, why?
The burglars, though, I would take burglars over the tamers.
I mean, I would too, but still, they should maybe not be in there either.
Also, does Japan know what facial hair is? Like, what is their 5 o'clock shadow?
No, they don't.
It's like they saw one episode of The Simpsons and they were like, oh, the Homer's beard, that's what we'll put just around the mouth, but not actually, like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a real weird design. I mean, it made me laugh in that sort of, oh, that's sad. Oh, boy. But yeah, they're in there. The mansion looks great. I mean, so Magmar is in there, loving it. I was chaining Magmar for a little bit to get, because I reset my team because I wanted to evolve a Ponyta to see if you could ride Rapidash. Spoiler alert, you can. And it is glorious. I love it more than watching you ride the cat, and I love it more than riding the Arcanine. It looks so good, and I feel like I'm in the big race.
Oh, with the big race with the Rapidash?
Yeah, I loved it. And I also was raising Blastoise, just because I'm like, I'm going into the fire gym, and I want water. So I also thought that there was the right number of trainers in the mansion.
Yes.
I would like some of the other ones where it felt like it was too much. I thought this time they really got the right amount of what I needed. Although the one burglar at the bottom that was like coughing, 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 wheezing. I'm like, okay, you're boring. You should have been further up in the floors, not at the very bottom, because this is just not interesting. Also, there's a free bed. Was there always a free sleeping bed in there? Was that always there? I don't remember that being there.
Oh, you mean in basement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, but I if it wasn't in red and blue, it was definitely in fire red, leaf green. Unless I'm...
That sounds about right.
Completely forgetting.
I could be wrong, but I was like, oh, okay.
The right amount of trainers, the statue thing was not as confusing as I once remembered it.
No.
I don't think it's different. It just...
It's not different, but you could see it. I also liked when it said, oh, you heard a door slide somewhere or something make a noise somewhere, and I'm literally watching a door shut on screen. I'm like, you mean the one at the top of the room I'm in? Not a secret. The sliding door. Hit the switch. I can see it. Please stop telling me I heard it somewhere. Literally right there. It's 2 feet from me.
Again, lots of new Pokemon, especially if you did not go to the power plant.
Yep. For some reason, I thought, is this where Moltres is? It's not. Because I couldn't remember where you found Moltres. I still can't remember where you find it, but we'll get there. But I was like, what else is in here? And then you get to read all the journals. And the journals were all the same as before, I think. I don't remember there be any big surprises in the journals or the journal entries about Mew, except for the fact that I had one in my party. And I'm like, look what I have. The thing that you're researching. But did you go look at the giant glass cage at the very bottom? Did you go read it?
I don't think I did.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, was it the Mewtwo cage?
Yeah, where it said there's clearly signs of something pounding to get out from the inside. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, man.
It's really sad.
I remember seeing it and going like, oh, this is where Mewtwo was. But I don't think I read it.
Yeah, if you read it, it's like, oh, something was trapped in there, and it was clearly pounding to get out. I'm like, oof. It's a shot to the heart.
I'm super, super, super happy they kept the diaries in.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't remember in Red and Blue, but can you fall through the holes and to the next floor? Because you couldn't do that here.
You could. You could in the previous case. It was the only way to get down. Here, I was like, I kept going up to them thinking, okay, well, I jumped down here. And it's like, nah, you don't get to jump down anymore. You only get to go to the super long ladder or find the mystery stairs.
Yeah. And we... you know Magmar? He's a fast boy.
He's a super fast boy, and he's really interested in running straight at you at unexpected moments.
He's like, he would casually walk and then just full speed dart at you. I did not expect a duck made out of fire to be so, aggressive.
And it was right there in your face every time. I was like, well, if I stand here long enough, it is going to run right at me. And it did. But I was fake chaining Magmars. Like, I was only catching Magmars to try to get a bunch of XP to level my Blastoise. So I didn't mind. It made it easy for me to keep my chain. Not that I did. I think my biggest chain was 10. But I was kind of hoping, like, Ditto was the secret one in there. But all I got was a Chansey.
Yeah, Ditto's like the rare one.
I never saw a Ditto.
Okay, I didn't see him until I made it to the basement, and I think he's more common on the basement.
I spent a lot of time down there. I was like, I'm out.
He's flipping and flopping around, well, slipping and sliding around down there.
All right, I need to go back down there and find me some Ditto.
But then you get the secret key.
Yep.
You take the secret key to Blaine.
Yes.
And you open that, and boy, is that gym different. Oh, my. It's so different.
It is, A, not what I expected, and B, completely awesome.
So before we get to the gym, I think one of the more memorable anime episodes for me was the Blaine episode. And I think it helps that I did recently rewatch it on Twitch Plays Pokemon, but I think part of the reason why is because when it came on, I just like kind of stopped what I was doing because I remember it being like a huge thing as a kid for me. And if you don't remember how that episode goes, Ash and Misty and Brock, they arrive to Cinnabar and they cannot find the gym leader. And Ash was told there was a gym there. And there's a dude running around like with riddles and like being...
Yeah.
Having riddles, and like as a kid, I thought it was like really frustrating because I guess I didn't really understand. Like, I saw Blaine when I was a kid, I saw Blaine as like a really intimidating, fiery dude, but like the dude in the anime is like more like laid back, I guess. And he's just like, he's like very hippie, right? Like the stereotypical, like,
yeah,
oh, dude, what's wet and not wet at the same time, or something like I don't know what his riddles were, but Misty always got him right, Ash never got him.
Well, Ash, jeez.
And then there's like that scandalous scene where like Togepi steps on the statue and Brock and Ash are one side and Misty's on the other, and then the statue breaks the barrier between them because they're in the sauna.
Right.
And then Ash and Brock, and they all get embarrassed because they're like, quote unquote, you know, in swimming clothes, trying to keep this PG, but like that scene. But then they walk down and it gets really, really hot, and then there's then Blaine reveals that he is the gym leader. And so, like, that's whole thing is memorable to me. That's when I think most people remember, like, I hate the anime because Pikachu used Thundershock on Rhyhorn, which is our ground type, and he said, aim for the horn, and the anime is stupid because of that. That's the episode. Pikachu defeats Rhydon in that episode by thunderbolting the horn, and Ash sends out Charizard against Magmar, which we learned that Magmar can just levitate from lava and show up, and Charizard refuses to battle Magmar, so Ash has to use Pikachu, and Blaine straight up calls Ash pathetic for being a bad trainer, and Pikachu loses to Magmar. And then the next episode is when Charizard kind of listens because Magmar is... He doesn't really listen to Ash. He just wants to show Magmar up, and Seismic tosses Magmar to the world from space back down to the world.
Yep.
And so now talking about Blaine's gym. His old gym did have the trivia stuff.
It did.
It never felt like Blaine from the anime, and this gym feels 100% like Blaine from the anime.
This gym, I walked in and I'm like, the minute you go for it and Blaine comes tearing down the center aisle and then gets told by the gatekeeper guy, like, it's not your time. And he's like, oh, and goes back. Hilarious.
Like, very funny.
I was expecting a variation on what we'd seen in every other gym up until this point, which is it'd be a lot like how it was in the old games, but prettier. I was not expecting Blaine's gym to be so completely different and so completely charming, and that Magmar duck lip curtain so completely disturbing.
Yes. The like the standard like school / wedding folding chairs.
Yep.
That
and
are
all
everywhere.
These people who are like, I never get his questions right. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
The only thing that probably would have been better, and this is not a complaint, I do love his gym, is like if it was the gym from the anime. Like if you walked down into a volcano and it was an arena surrounded by lava, like that would have been equally as good. But this like very, not only do they like achieve, like make, like they achieve the feeling of, you know, this quiz master. But they also achieve the feeling of like this being their tourist trap. And it like no other city I feel like has that almost overall feel. The scientists clearly are there, but like that is not for them. Like they feel like they hate their jobs because of how touristy Cinnabar Island is, and that gym accomplishes that touristy. Like it all feels like whoever worked on that island like knew exactly what they were doing.
Also, if you did talk to, did you talk to the one scientist up in the front?
I talked to everyone, but I don't remember all of them.
Yeah, because the one guy is like, oh, Blaine's always trying to come up with super interesting things to make our boring lives as scientists better. And like part of the whole reason why this gym exists was also to just to entertain the families of the scientists who are stuck doing their job in fossil restoration. Like this is also for them to come and watch interesting things. So that was a cute little touch. Do you remember what answer you chose for what's the name of the gym leader that you're gonna fight? I went with hot-headed quiz master.
Oh, I went with the one. It was like fiery, like a fiery something. It was not hot-headed quiz master. It was like
the fire master or the master of fire or something like that. One there's one that was like the fiery master of the gym or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's the whole like. Also, now that I'm thinking about it, like X and Y did the same. Like, why are fire people? like quizzes.
Why are they the quiz masters? I don't know. It's maybe a cultural thing that we don't understand. At us. Why fire gym? Well, except Flannery was just a newbie.
And she cried.
Yeah, well,
she
a lot of the, unfortunately, some more of the female gym leaders cry, which is like, nah, but.
Okay, so before the, so I answered all the questions correctly, which I normally don't do because I want the experience and I want the money. I still do not understand why, battling and getting money and getting experience is a quote unquote punishment.
Yeah, I did answer one question wrong because I wanted to see what happened. And the trainer does come out of the Magmar curtain.
Oh, does he? And then you battle right on the spot.
And then you battle right on the spot.
And do you remember what Pokemon he had? Probably like a Ponyta or something?
He had a Magmar, but I think the interesting thing about that is I think if you unlike the previous gyms, if you answered all of them wrong, there's not a chance to heal your Pokemon after. Mm. Like, you don't get a break. So if you're answering them wrong, you are doing 5 nonstop battles and then straight on to Blaine without a chance to recover, which is how I want all of the gyms to
yes.
be.
No, yeah, I agree.
And I was very tempted to do that. But then the thing is at that point, I was so over-leveled that I didn't want to make that situation worse. So yeah. I answered one wrong just to see what it was like, but I answered the rest correctly with the little freaky Blaine dolls popping
that pop
up. That gym and his mustache flapping behind you.
Yes, yes.
Brilliant design. Like, perfect way to sort of just break the tension of late game and just be like, you know what? You just trudge through whatever. Here's just a fun gym. We know you're overleveled. Just have fun with it. And they did.
Yeah. Look, Giovanni's gym is next. This is the best gym in the game.
This is, well, I mean, I'm still living with Sabrina, but I'll come and watch the show for sure.
So now the problem is, like, going forward with Pokemon games, I don't see them not ever doing the PC with you. Like, I can't see them going backwards on that.
I don't either, although I got an argument in Slack about it. But I think my only issue with the box that I carry is it's hard for me when it's just a big scrolling screen to sort of process where everything is. Whereas with the box, I would much prefer it if it was still a 30 limit box for like pages.
Oh.
Because my brain can handle that structure.
Yeah.
When it's all together, I just keep losing things and I find like the scrolling frustrating. So I would like to still carry it with me, but I would like the old sort of 30 on a page organization, because it's just easier for my head to see it, and I can look, when I'm looking at it, I see everything that's in that box, and if it's not there, I can flip the page instead of having to scroll down and try to line up the line. Okay, did I see that line enough already? So I like being able to carry it with me. I don't think it breaks the game. I don't think, you know, the fact that I can swap out wherever is that big of a deal. But I want it chunked better. I want to be able to have a better visual than just a long scrolling page.
Yeah. I think what I want, and, you know, it doesn't matter what I want. Game Freak gonna do what they do. But in gym situations, because, like I said last episode, this is where I do one move and I defeat Sabrina, and I do one move and I defeat Blaine. Blaine has 4 Pokemon. I think one was a Rapidash, one was an Arcanine, one was a Magmar. I don't remember the other one. I just used Waterfall, and Blaine's levels were like 48-ish.
Yep. I used Scald.
And I just one-shotted everyone, and
yep.
I don't come to Pokemon games for a challenge, right? Like, I don't mind it. I do like being surprised, and I do like being delighted. And so the surprise of the gym was good enough, and it was fun, and it was very memorable. So, like, at the end of the day, does the battle really matter? No. But
no.
When, like, coming off of Sun and Moon and Ultra Sun and Moon, which I would argue that, like, Black and White 2 is probably the hardest game I've played, but it's hard for me to say that because I Nuzlocked it, but just, like, I do think that the Elite Four had enough variety. I do feel like some of the trainers out there were challenging. Like, so when I was in battles and I was using items, I still felt at a disadvantage. Now, of course, if I went through with, you know, not worrying about, like, if a Pokemon died, would that be harder? More or less, no. But, like, very specifically, I remember Victory Road in Black and White 2 to be challenging, and it wasn't because I was underleveled. It wasn't because of my Pokemon. It was just like every single trainer on Victory Road had a legit strategy, had the right moves, and almost always outsped you.
Yep.
But I do think that there was value to trials in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, and Sun and Moon. I think not leaving the trial ground was a huge thing. And sometimes, like, yes, some trials you could say, like, do you want to quit? You know, you'll lose your progress in this trial, yes or no. Like, that, yes, that was a thing. I think that's fine. But having 2 Pokemon against you specifically when one Pokemon benefits that other Pokemon so well or has your weakness, like Kecleon with Lurantis. It's like, I'm going to use a fire Pokemon against Lurantis. Guess what? Kecleon knows Rock Throw. It's going to kill your fire Pokemon. Like, yep. They were just so intelligently set up. So we know that Game Freak can do that. And I'm not asking, like, for hard battles in a game that is, you know, supposed to be a lot of people's first Pokemon game, but I can't help but think about that. And I know they can do something like that. And I know that Kanto's a very limiting with 150 Pokemon. It just makes me think of like future Pokemon games of, I just want something a little bit more when it comes to gyms. I almost want it to be like an Ash situation, and that sounds really weird, but like, make it so hard on your first try that you just lose. Like, Ash lost to Lieutenant Surge. Ash lost to Blaine. But, like we all remember that. We remember that being memorable. Like, we remember Surge's Raichu being intimidating. We remember Blaine's Magmar being intimidating. And I think if they almost, like... And, like, I think that's why people like Dark Souls so much, right? Like, Dark Souls obviously has the advantage of, like... A lot of it's like, you got screwed over because you didn't know it was there. But in the future, right. You won't get screwed over because you know exactly that this monster is behind this wall. And when you turn, it's going to swing a sword at you. But I would almost like a Pokemon game to be like, hey, the first time you do this, it's artificially harder. And if you can do it the first time, man, you're awesome. But like, I don't know what that balance kind of looks like, but...
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I think... at least what I want for a next step, is I would like gyms to be treated like trials. Once you go in, you're in. Then you're just going to deal with it. The other thing it could, you know, I think that maybe they would perhaps implement that I think could be easily done, is when you go into a gym, like that guy at the front is like, okay, set your battle box. You can only use... the same amount of Pokemon that the gym leader uses in this one. So you get four and you got your gym battle box. You got to lock them in and they're locked in until you leave. Because we know they do the battle box system now. So like, I think those are easy things just to make those gyms feel more challenging, make them feel a bit like something that you have to work for. Some of them I did have to work for because I was underleveled, specifically because I was playing around. But I think there are definite things that they can learn from Sun and Moon that they can implement to make them more memorable, make them a little bit more difficult. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it'd be very hard game-wise to be like, okay, we're going to make this super hard by, like, because you can always over-level. So unless they also do a thing like everything is leveled down to level 35 or, you know, whatever to make it more difficult. I think all of those things they could do. I think it's hard to find a balance there between the wide variety of audiences they're trying to hit. But I do think that if gyms went more of the way of trials, I think we would be better off for it.
Yeah, and I you know, not to get, like, I wasn't expecting that going into this game.
No.
But I just...
No, not at all.
I was just thinking about it, you know, going on, that there are things that they can do, and I think we see that a little bit later on, but the last thing I want to mention before we wrap up is that the one thing that stood out to me, especially once you get to Saffron, is the thing they did really well in the first half of the game. Having Brock appear, having Misty appear, having mm-hmm. Mina appear, having Lorelei appear. That's done and over with. It's like they ran out of time, or they forgot, or they stopped caring, but like that is very noticeable now that we're done with that.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see Bruno or Agatha or, you know, maybe Lance, even though we can't talk to them. They just kind of really dropped the ball on that like those moments.
A little bit. I mean, one character does come back, sort of, but we'll get there.
So that is our episode. If you are enjoying these episodes and you want to give us your thoughts, or you wanted to check in or listen to us through words, I guess, and not, wait, through written words and not through vocal words. You can follow us on Twitter.
Oh boy, that was a long walk.
That was we got there.
We got there eventually, people.
We got there. Greg is at White Wing.
Yep.
And I am at Dragging a Lake. And then we will be back next episode with Giovanni.
And the Seafoam Islands.
And the Seafoam Islands. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
Smell you later, Steve.